Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Little Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen King, President, CEO of Growth Force, and that company. Well, Stephen, tell us about Growth Force.
So we do outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services for companies that use QuickBooks and now NetSuite. And we also have a QuickBooks consulting group where we help unleash the power of QuickBooks and help businesses take advantage of this incredibly powerful system that most people just use to pay bills and do billing and collections.
And of course, his books, folks, these are very important. The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, to Keeping Score, to Reducing Fraud, that whole series of books I encourage you to check out. Why did you decide to add NetSuite?
Because we've had clients who are outgrowing QuickBooks, and we would lose them.
Yeah.
So we needed to have a way to – they wanted to stay with us. And so we said, all right, they wanted to go with NetSuite. We liked web-based everything, so we fit our core values. And it has been a great – it's an incredibly powerful system, and it allows you to go across the whole enterprise.
You grew and reinvented yourself a little bit based on customer expectations. That's what we all have to do.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that's
exactly right.
A clinic right there, folks.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about financial reports, management reports.
Yeah.
I want you to talk to us about pricing, Steve, because these management reports, these internals, folks, you hear when you watch television and you hear the guys, the folks, the talking heads talk about polls. This poll reported this poll reported that. Somebody will say that, and then somebody else will say, yeah, but if you get into the internals, if you look at the internals, you'll see that it breaks down this differently. Well, think of a management report. I think of a management report as one of the internals, right? It's what breaks down the big reports into something that you can use in different disciplines, including pricing. And I believe most small businesses don't price their products as intelligently, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but they don't as close to the way the company needs them to price it. It's sort of a they're shooting from the hip when they price their products. What do you think?
I completely agree, and I think, you know, Jim, you hit on what I believe is the single most important decision a business owner will make, is whether or not they have really priced the job to get the margin they need in order to make money. And if you have cash flow problem, it is almost always because you're not pricing your jobs right. And I look at kind of regular.
Tell us how that works. Tell us, take us through that process. How does that work? What would cause, I mean, to some people, to the uninitiated, that doesn't even make any sense. My pricing has to do with my cash flow. Tell us how that, the dynamics of that. How does that play out?
You know, it's really interesting. I do a lot of speaking on this topic, and the impact. I'll share it in terms of a metaphor. If you have a 30% margin, right, you want to make a 30% gross profit. That means you got $1 million in revenue. You got $700,000 expenses. You made $300,000 in gross profit. If you give a 10% discount, so you now have $900,000 in revenue, your expenses don't change. So instead of $300,000 in profit, you have same seven in expense, so you're now down to $200,000 of profit. Mm-hmm. You have to sell 50% more sales in order to generate the exact same profit dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't realize is a small tweak to the top-line revenue has a profound impact on your bottom line.
And now I want to take that back to how we think about ourselves, Steve, because I've been trying as long as I've been doing this show to help small business owners understand that unlike Walmart or Amazon, we don't have to conquer the world to be successful. Walmart and Amazon, they're, as I used to say back in the day, their prospect list is the phone book. Our prospect list might be 8 people. It might be 20 people. It might be 100 people. But we don't need the world coming to our door. We only need a certain number of people. But every one of those people have to be priced not only right, but Stephen, you and I both know, probably at a premium.
Yeah, the riches are in the niches, right? So if you find where you have the greatest value, you can value price. And conversely, if you've got a 30% margin and you can add 10% additional price to your customers, you can sell 30% less and make the same dollars. And
that's so exactly.
When you really look at where the value is that you can offer, you've got to focus on those customers and only those customers, and making sure that the secret, I think, we were getting at, Jim, was how do you do this? The way you do this is you make sure you've got your costs clearly identified, and what does it really take you to do the work you do, especially service business.
And that comes from the reports, folks. This is back to the internals, right, Stephen? When I describe them as internals, these are the a little bit more detail. And folks, these are as many words as there are numbers in these reports. Don't think we're trying to get you to understand how our general ledger works. Stephen, I need the website one more time, please.
www.growthforce.com, G-R-O-W-T-H, force.com.
And all the webinars and all that, the books are all there, right?
Ebooks. We got a new one, the report, the KPI management report matrix. We show you the 12 reports you need to make the decisions that drive profit.
Check it out, folks. It can save your business. It'll definitely help you make more money. Tintail, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.